Thank you for listening to Ivy Podcast, where we feature weekly leadership conversations with thought leaders and industry experts. Now, here is your host, Angela Alberti.
Hello, Ivy Podcast listeners. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I am your host, Angela Alberti. Very excited to interview the Adam Conrad, the review king. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things about his company, Great Recruiters. Before we go into Adam's intro, I wanted to just give a quick reminder out there to our audience to take a moment to go into your iTunes, give us a review, give us a rating. That helps us get in front of more listeners and helps us realize some of the feedback and see how we're doing. And that's actually the perfect segue for today's episode because we are interviewing Adam Conrad. Adam's going to be giving you some background on who he is. Adam, take it away.
Angela, thanks for having me. Excited to chat with you. But Adam Conrad, founder, CXO of Great Recruiters. We're an experience and reputation management platform for the staffing industry and recruiters. I've been in the industry for about 20 years in recruitment. Wore lots of hats from recruiter to manager to running operations for a mid-sized staffing firm. So happy to share any insight that I might have for our listeners out there and just excited to talk to you today.
Absolutely. Thank you. We are excited to have you on the show. And I've heard a lot about Great Recruiters the last couple of years. So you guys have really done a fantastic job in your own reputation management within the staffing and recruiting industry. As tradition, and as part of all of the podcasts that I've done, I've come up with this quirky, I don't know, exercise. It's called the Fire and Ice Questions. And I know this is nothing new to you, but we're going to put a little heat under you so that we can break the ice. That's the whole premise behind it. All right, we're going to start with something interesting here. What is the worst job you've ever had?
Wow. Two jumped to mind. Two jumped to mind. So one, I was over the summer, I worked at an apartment complex and you imagine the hot summer and at this summer at this complex at the end of each row, they had a room where everybody put their garbage. They had no garbage cans anywhere. So my job once a week was to empty 16 rooms full of hot garbage. And so for me, I was very young. So that for me, that was the worst job that I've ever had, without a doubt.
Man, garbage collectors got to be up there, but I bet all of that instilled the hustler in you. So it is what it is, but I love that as a memory. All right, next question. What do you live by to stay organized? It's your must have, it's your reliance. What is that?
My wife.
That's awesome.
Honey, what's going on today? What's going on this weekend? What do we got? Where do I need to be? I have 17 apps that all feed into a Google calendar and I'm at the point with three kids, business, everything. If it's not on my calendar, even date night, it's tough to stay organized, but my wife definitely helps me a lot.
Yeah. It sounds like it. She's your glue. All right. Last question. Who is your biggest mentor in life, in business, and everything that you've done?
Man, I think I've had different mentors that have helped me at different stages of my career. And so early on, I'm going to start with a gentleman by the name of Justin Hochstein. I'm going to say because he really, if I think of the foundation of what I learned in the recruitment industry, he's probably the nicest, most genuine person. And I came from a firm that was very high transaction. It was all about me filling the orders. And when I met Justin, he taught me it's about the relationship with the person. And when I really think back to that critical moment in my career, he was somebody that really taught me the longevity of recruitment. He had been in the industry. And if he ever listened to this, he's a lot older than me. But he had been in this industry for a long time, and really nobody would have met him, and you're like best friends immediately. And he just had a knack for it. And I just learned a lot from him in the way that he managed his candidates and just his day and the care and nurturing he put into people. And I have to say, that's been one of the biggest things that's influenced everything that I've done. And I met him very young in my career.
So he was about changing lives, not hitting quotas, like truly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and believe me, he was extremely successful, and it wasn't what he looked at was the results will be there. Do the right things, treat people right. He's the guy that never relied on the job board. He went back to his network, and the first phone calls he'd make to all the people that trusted in him. And even if they weren't even related to the type of position, he's just like, hey, just in case you know anybody, he had that type of knack that people would work on his behalf because they wanted to help him be successful because he wanted the same for them.
Wow. And I think that's a good lead into our next question. And congratulations, you survived fire and ice questions. They weren't too bad, right? Yeah.
No.
Okay. So talk to us about Great Recruiters and how this company started. You guys are the number one reputation and ratings technology tool out there for an entire industry. Y'all have done that in a matter of years. How did this whole company get started?
Yeah, really, it started ironically on a vacation, on a family vacation. I had always aspired to start a business and do something. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but in all reality, I went on vacation with my family. First time in years that we had taken the whole family, got away for a week down to Florida. And as I went along my trip and my journey, I got timely requests for feedback, relevant requests for feedback really quick. And throughout my experience, you know, I was getting, I don't know if it was like a TripAdvisor, an Expedia or something, but they're asking me how everything is, how your accommodations. But what really got me is I got to know the bartender down by the pool. And he was an Ohio State fan. So we overcame that because I'm maize and blue, but we overcame that. And he was a great guy. And at the end of our trip, he handed me a business card and he said, hey, would you mind giving me a review? And he had a unique review for him. And he was building his reputation as a bartender. And I'm like, we need this in recruiting. And it started that day. I got back. Realize that our industry that has such a struggling reputation and such a poor experience, I think people have, I think it's getting better. Looking back 5 years though, it wasn't great. And I wanted to do something that helped enable and empower our clients to drive great experiences, measure those, and most importantly, be able to promote that with other candidates and clients so they could grow their business. Because when you're in a commoditized space like this, experience is the only thing that matters. You can go a million places to go get candidates. So I think people want to work with firms that are going to treat them well, that they can trust. And we developed a platform to help capture that and help our clients promote that.
That's fantastic. And I think, you know, you hit on something. I love this industry. This is all I know as well. I mean, I've been in it since I graduated from school, but you know, let's keep it real, 100%. Why is it that staffing and recruiting has this notoriety associated with it? It's almost like here's used car salesman and here's staffing and recruiting. And what's happened? Where's that disconnect? And we can get into the bag of weeds, but in your opinion, why has this industry lacked in carrying a solid reputation with it?
It lacked trust. It lacked transparency. You know, I think that many times it's an unregulated type of industry. It's a low barrier to entry. And I think when you have those two things and people are chasing a quick buck, it's real easy. I know a buddy that's got a job order. I have a, you know, I know someone that I can place. And so you don't really, you're looking at for just the quick turnaround, the quick results, making the quick dollar. And I think that so many people entered in that space that it did create issues. Also, just as you scale, I think we can get into just the VMSs and what they've done to kind of put pressure for quick turnaround, 48 hours, you know, low margin, well, what kind of experience is that going to create when you have people that are just chasing the paper? And so all of those things combined, I think, aided in it. The great thing is I do believe that even if you are in a high transaction space, like managing, you know, VMS type business, the individual can control their own behavior. The individual can control the type of relationship they build with their candidates. And it's not a big shift. They're just not taught to do so. They're taught to fill orders. And I think that's a really short-sighted goal for any organization. Recruiting is an infinite game. And relationships, I've had relationships with people that I helped a decade ago that still come back and ask me for help or have a friend, or maybe they're looking for another job because of the trust. And these are people I never placed. And I just don't think that's something that's taught. And I think it just creates a poor experience for everybody.
And I would agree with you on so many levels. I think, you know, to sum up what you're saying, part of it, it was environmental, the impacts of what the VMS did in closing, you know, forced markups, guaranteed work performance, you know, this requisition is closing in 48 hours. There's that sort of pressure. Then dealing what we were dealing for, what mostly consisted of the last 10 years, highly competitive, you know, industry sectors with nearly 0% unemployment rate. Plus, you know, this is a business that follows, it's probably, and to an extent, notoriously sales driven, as opposed to marketing or brand reputation or brand management driven, which is, you see this shift happening now because of companies like yours. But there's, I think there's also going to be other shifts happening now, which are going to impact really that brand awareness, that reputation that a staffing agency can carry, which leads me to my next question, because we are living in a feedback culture. And I think that's only going to grow. You see the generational impact of the Gen Zs coming into the workforce, them looking up, like the first thing that they're going to do is look online and see, how does this company perform? How are they doing? Can we talk about how reviews can indirectly and directly fulfill your ROI when it comes to investing into a system that can help you drive and manage that?
Yeah. And maybe this is a nature of the house he lives in, but my son, who's 10, soon to be 10, we're going out to a new restaurant. And his first question was, well, what do the reviews say?
Exactly.
They're reviewing video games.
I'm guilty of that. Yes.
They're reviewing video games. They're reviewing everything. They're reviewing apps on school. They're reviewing everything. And we are in a review culture because we trust. And I think in this remote work as well, when you can't meet people face to face, and we're going to see more of it, you want to trust authentic third party perspectives to help you make a decision. And I think the importance, just as human beings are, we want that perspective, and you can't always get it face to face. If you can't meet somebody, you're like, how do I trust this person? What's, and so I think we're looking to digital trust. We're looking to social proof. It's funny. I was, I was at, a business, and they gave me some paperwork afterwards, and right on the top, the first thing was, we value your feedback. Please give us a 5-star Google review. So with reviews, I do believe there's a downside. If you want to game the system, there's ways to game the system. So I caution, there is nothing 5 stars in this world. Anybody that has 500 5-star reviews, I'm not sure I trust them. They're not being transparent, right? And I think on the flip side, other sites, employment sites, I'm not going to name anybody, that just allow anybody to anonymously vent, that's broken, because now you're just getting the worst of it. So for me, that's what I think what we've built at Great Recruiters. It creates consistency. It's tapped into your own processes. If you really want to know how you're doing, if you really care about the experience you're creating, then you need to learn from the good and learn from the bad. You need to have ways to take action on those issues before they become problems. You need to celebrate those wins. And the only way you accomplish that is by asking everybody you deal with, not cherry picking and not leaving up to some anonymous third-party site where you have no control. So I think that influence is, and you're going to see a review culture that's becoming more savvy. I talk to people who are like, I never read the 5-star reviews. I go to the 1-star. Right? People are getting smart about the way that, because people do game those systems, but it is a process that I think will continue to be highly influenced in our decision-making well into the future.
Yeah. And I think you just created a brilliant end of the spectrum that I did not consider. You know, it's the ones that the cheap shots, the ones that do actually do everything they can. And in some cases, even pay people to give them 5-star reviews. You hear about those. And sometimes you question those, like as a consumer, when I'm on Amazon, you know, that's questionable. But that's also on the other end of the spectrum, review management. So that that bad seed, that bad apple, is that justifiably a warranted review? And I don't think we ever hear enough about that. So in creating these automated systems and processes, you believe that that'll help drive more of a positive review? Because actually I was watching something earlier that I think Rob Mann posted on LinkedIn, and it was like, you know, passive review collecting mostly leads to negative reviews. Can you talk about that and talk a little bit more about how creating this automated review culture can help drive more positive engagement?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, right, you have a bad experience, you're upset. What do you want to do? You want to get it off your chest so you can move on with your life. And so these platforms that exist, I'm looking to vent. And you said bad apple, and I don't think all the negative stuff is bad. I think people are looking for a venting ground. I do think when you have somebody who's being very spiteful and trying to be damaging, these sites don't do a good job of preventing it. I just talked to a customer that had 2 ex-employees start another business, and they developed fake aliases, and they went to an employment review site and started posting negative reviews because they're trying to steal business. Like there just aren't protections in place. So that's an issue in itself. Mm-hmm. I think then you have the people who truly may have had bad experiences. The reason they're posting anonymously online, I'm going to tell you, is because nobody asked them. Mm-hmm. And when you're not asking, you're not being told. You're finding out afterwards. You're being very reactive, and you're not being proactive. And so I think through automating the feedback loop, the review process, you're becoming proactive to enable feedback to come in throughout your processes. You're not cherry picking the good and the bad. You're giving everybody an equal opportunity. And from our experience, there's a lot more positive stuff going on. I do look at our clients, they have very good reviews, and they're being recognized and awarded through other third parties. So I know it's not our system's not gaming it for them. They chose our system because they truly care, and they're looking for a vehicle to really drive what they already believe. And that's, they want to create great experiences. And the only way you can ensure it is by asking how you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and proactively asking that as part of your automated process. So let's get into that a little bit. You help these staffing companies, these recruiting companies, almost in an automated way, collect this sort of feedback. What are the methods that you guys utilize in collecting that so that it's almost second nature to somebody at a firm to know that, to ask that?
Yeah, I mean, so there's 2 main ways that we collect feedback for our customers. One, we it's solicited, meaning that we, through our platform, through our integration, at some trigger point in the process, we're soliciting feedback. And so it automatically gets sent out. There's no work needed on the recruiter's behalf or on the companies. Mm-hmm. They're simply doing their normal work, their normal workflows, and we automatically trigger to say, hey, Angela, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me. Would love to know, you know, for you to share your experiences on working with me, or it can come from a leadership voice of, hey, you worked with Adam, you know, I want to make sure he's doing a great job. And it gives you that voice to be able to share your experience. The second way is, which is really neat, is every recruiter on our platform or anybody getting reviewed, because we've gone beyond just recruiters. We have account managers and sales teams and compliance departments, payroll, HR. You know, clients are loving this, and they're saying it works so well with recruiting. Why wouldn't we want to have this in place? And here's what's awesome. When you know the experience you're creating is being measured and people are being asked, you're going to put your best foot forward. And if you don't, you're 100%. Probably the wrong person for that role.
Right.
So it almost is a gentle nudge to remind people, even on their worst day, to put their best foot forward. And we do that by giving each individual a unique link that can be embedded in their email signature. So anybody they're interacting with at any time can click that link and share that feedback. Wow. So one, it just also shows the organization cares about getting the feedback, right? You're saying, we want to create a great experience. Read every website, Angela. Every staffing firm website is going to say the same thing. Many of them do.
Yes.
This is a way to say, we actually want to make sure that we're doing what it says on the tin. We want to make sure that we're executing on the things that we promise up front, and here's how we ensure the quality of those services. And that's really what Great Recruiters represents for our companies, is a way to help them ensure the quality of their services, and be able to share that and promote that with prospective clients and candidates.
Proof is in the pudding at the end of the day. All right.
Don't take my word for it.
As we're coming up on time, I've got one last question for you. Sure. We're not only living in a review feedback culture, we're also living in a culture with a very limited and short attention span. We've got a lot of information that is hitting us constantly. And based on the research that your team has done, what do you feel like is that perfect sweet spot in a survey or a follow-up message that makes it convenient for the recipient of that feedback or whomever is giving it, in terms of time? Is this formatted through a series of yes or no questions? Of course, you want to give them some open text to let them do that. But what do you think is pushing it to the limit to say, okay, this is a little bit too much. We want to make this easier for them to fill out and complete these actual reviews.
Yeah, we have a very simple three-step process. So it was very important to me when we designed this. When you interact with somebody, you'll quickly forget the words I tell you, but you'll long remember the way I make you feel, right?
100%.
And if you don't remember, then it was meaningless, right? It was like, it was meh, like you just don't respond. But so we start with, how do you feel about the individual? It's simple. I mean, it's I'm mad to I'm happy, right? We want to get that emotional connection of those interactions. We focus on, would you recommend? Right. That's a big thing. It's a good indicator. A lot of people are using NPS. We have that incorporated as well. We have a reference point. But really, our recruiters' reviews are based on the five great traits. And we rate every recruiter and every salesperson is, are you genuine? Are you responsive? Are you experienced and knowledgeable? Are you an advisor? And are you transparent? And if you really think about it for yourself, when you're dealing with somebody in a service-based industry, typically it's them failing on one of those five things that leads to a lack of trust.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, is creating trust through transparency and getting that feedback. And so we make it really simple. I think most reviews, depending on if somebody's long-winded with their comments or adding a lot of referrals, it's completed in less than 90 seconds.
Wow. That's fantastic. And that's just enough time for people to leave their feedback and makes both parties happy without taking up too much of a person's precious time, because that's what it is at the end of the day.
Yep.
That's awesome. So before we wrap up today's session, you know, any closing remarks and ways that we can find you?
Ways that you can find me, adam@greatrecruiters.com. Feel free to shoot me an email. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. Definitely you can visit our website. I'm a pretty easy guy to find. So, I'm happy to chat. I love this industry. I love what we're doing. That's definitely how you can find. Final remarks is, you know, people want to talk about reputation. I thought we had a reputation management platform, but the reputation is the result. Mm-hmm. The experience you create is the reputation you make. And so if you're not creating great experiences for the people you're engaging with, your reputation is going to follow. Right. And so although we help manage that reputation, what we're really focused on is ensuring quality of those experiences and helping to guide and educate people how to do that better. Because if you're driving great experiences, your reputation is going to take care of itself. And you don't have to pay people for five-star reviews.
Yes. It's an organic process.
Right.
And it all comes down to having that transparency and that good intent at the end of the day to want to know that really feedback is what matters. And we're always looking at what we can do to improve that authenticity.
And I love that you said intent. The best intentions don't get you anywhere. You need to be intentional. And I think when you use a platform like Great Recruiters, you're intentional about making sure and you're doing a great job. Everybody has the best intentions, but it doesn't move the needle very far.
Oh, that's great. 100% with you, man. All right. Cool. Well, thank you to Adam for chatting with us today. And thank you so much to the listeners for tuning in. Very excited to share this episode with you guys. And we'll see y'all in the next Ivy Podcast episode. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Ivy Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our RSS feed on ivypodcast.com and all major podcasting platforms like Spotify and iTunes. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes.